God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless, 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 bless all of you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. These next 15 minutes of your day, while you may feel as though I won't be able to get this time back, God will multiply this time manifold in your life. This time will never be wasted as long as the Lord is a part of it. We are grateful to God that He has spared us. He has kept us. He has preserved us. He has provided for us. Everything might not be the way that we desire for it to be, but thank God it is not worse than what it was. And so now, God, we thank you. As we wake up this morning and as we come to you, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, because the word tells us in everything to give you thanks, not for everything, but in everything. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, God, for waking up this morning, seeing a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for brand new mercies that you've allowed us to experience on this morning. Even now, even before we've gotten on this devotional, on this nugget, God, you have been gracious. You've been kind to us. You've done things for us that we weren't even awake to realize. You kept our heart beating. You kept us, our lungs being able to take in and to dispel air. God, you kept our families safe. We didn't know what was going on outside our doors, but God, you kept a hedge of protection all around us. So not only were we safe, but those that were in the household with us were safe as well. God, we're grateful that we didn't get a phone call about a senseless tragedy that happened to one of our loved ones overnight. God, you've just been so gracious, been so kind to us, and we will never be able to tell it all. But God, the portion that we can tell, the portion that we do know about, because you did keep us from danger seen and unseen, that we do know about, God, we say thank you. But we also thank you for that we didn't know about, those things that you're still even working behind the scenes. We say thank you. Now, God, as we take these next few moments and as we go through your word, God, we pray that you would shake the sleep off of our ears and shake the fog off of our understanding, God, that we might be able to have a clear understanding of what you are saying to us on today. Holy Ghost, we need you to be our teacher. We need you to be our preacher. We aren't smart enough to be able to decipher the word the way you do. We are not strong enough to be able to embrace the word like you can. So we need you. We need you to be that helper that Jesus said you are sending to be for us. So be that helper for us on today. Help us to understand. Help us to learn. Help us to be able to interpret. And then help us to be able to embrace and keep your word the way that we need to in order to live this life pleasing unto the Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we, of course, give you praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And we ask it all. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God again for each and every one of you that took it not of robbery or thought it not a waste of time to come on and to hear what the Lord would have to say to us on this morning. This morning, our travels take us to the Gospel of John, and we are going to go to the 14th chapter. Just a few verses out of there. I may read it from a couple of versions to make sure that we understand what the Word of God is saying to us today. John 14. We're going to start at verse 21. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Let's read that again from the Passion Translation, the Passion Translation. Again, we're talking about John, the 14th chapter, the 21st through the 24th verse. From the Passion Translation, it reads as follows. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commandments. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father, and I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Then one of the disciples named Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, why is it you will only reveal your identity to us and not to everyone? Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. But those who don't love me will not obey my words. The Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. We're going to leave it right here, and the word of the Lord is blessed this morning. I want to share with you from this thought that I happened to read the other day. I was reading a story about a woman whose husband passed away, and it was coming up to the holidays, and she was looking so forward to sharing with her daughter and her husband and the woman's grandchildren. And so she kept waiting on a phone call to find out what time she should show up for the holiday, and it never came. And so she finally bit the bullet, and she called herself, and she asked the daughter, you know, what time should I come by? You know, I can bring, you know, whatever dish that, you know, was wanted to bring. And the daughter says something to the effect of, well, we're just going to keep it small. It's just going to be us and the kids. And so we'll get up in the morning and we'll do X, Y, and Z, open the gifts. And you can come around 4, you know, for dessert. Is that okay? And the mother, feeling as though she wasn't included in everything, said okay. And, you know, she went by and had dessert with them. She said, and conversations were going on, but there were no conversations with her. And she went through that day, and she said she finally came to this thought, and this is the thought I'm going to share with you this morning, because it hit me that being loved is not the same as being included. Being loved is not the same as being included. You all have thought about this, and it's something we never really slow down long enough to really face in our lives. We hear so many talking about they love God. We sing about loving God. You know, some of us even have emotions. We cry or when we sense the love of God. And all of that is very real. But in this passage, Jesus causes us to do something and says something that forces us to have to ask ourselves a harder question. You know, being loved is not the same as being included. It says, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. It's an action. Love is an action word. And being loved is not the same as being included in someone's life, because you can love someone and still not give them access to you. You can love someone and still not let them influence anything in your life. We can still feel deeply about someone, but still keep them out of the places that matter the most to us. And Jesus, in this word, says that believers do that with him more than we really want to admit. And this passage exposes whether our love is a feeling or whether it's a lifestyle, whether it is true affection towards God or if it's alignment, whether it is just our sentiment towards God or whether it is our surrender. And so we're going to move through these few verses really quickly, because there's a kind of clarity in these verses that remove all of our wiggle room when it comes to saying that not only do we love God, but we live the way He wants us to. First of all, the love that we have, that God has for us, it lives in us. Jesus said in verse 23, it says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come in him, and we will make our abode. We'll make that person, that place, our dwelling place. Notice Jesus didn't say, if you love me, I will visit with you. He doesn't say, if you love me, I'll drop by and I'll check on you. He says, me and my Father will live in you, live with you, dwell with you. God is not looking for a quick devotional moment like we have every Wednesday morning. He's not looking for weekend visitation rites like we think we do on Sundays. He's not looking to be our emergency contact, the one we call when something breaks. He says, if you love me, you'll give me space to live. You'll give me room in your decision making. You'll give me room in your habits. You'll give me room in how you respond to things. You all, there's a lot of believers, a lot of us that say we love God, but we only allow God to live in our lives like He's staying in a guest room. He's there, but He's not included. He's love, but He's not leading. He's our Savior, but He's not our Lord. He's present, but He's not positioned. And Jesus is saying to us today, real love gives God a home, not just a place in the hallway. Let me keep going lest I run out of time. Not only a love that lives in you, but a love that leads your life. Jesus makes this second point hit a little harder. And in verse 21, he says, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And then he comes back in verse 24 and says, he who does not love me does not keep my words. Notice Jesus doesn't separate love from obedience. He doesn't separate devotion from direction. He doesn't separate worship from willingness. He says your life is going to reveal who is leading you. Because we can shout, I love God all the time, but if God's love has no authority in our choices, then He's love, but He's not included. And let's just be real, y'all. We've all been there. We've made decisions without asking God, or we ask God and we don't wait on an answer. We react in emotion without seeking wisdom. We do what's comfortable instead of what's commanded. We say, Lord, I love you, but we live like we still want the final say in our lives. And we often do, because we're not including God. Jesus said that including Him is simple. Let His words override our feelings. Let His word interrupt our habits. Let His truth check our emotions. Because we say we love God, but we don't let Him lead. And Jesus wants to give us a love that transforms our lives, not just has some sort of advisory position. The last point I want to leave with you is that love has room for God's voice. Love has room for God's voice. Jesus, he says something really, really, it hit me really hard in verse 23. He links love and obedience and presence. If you love me, you'll keep my word, and we'll come and we will make our presence known. We will live with Him. If we love Him enough to keep His word, He will disclose Himself to us. That's what verse 21 says. In other words, He says, you'll hear me more clearly. You'll start seeing me more plainly. You'll start recognizing my hand quicker. Why? Because including God gives God access, and access gives God influence. And you all, there's some believers that can't hear God because there's no room. There's too many voices, too many distractions, too many decisions that's made on autopilot, too many habits running without prayer. Jesus said, if you want my voice, make me a priority. If you want my guidance, give me space. Because it's not about perfection, it's about access, it's about posture. where God is not squeezed in, but he's centered. Let me say this really quickly. God already loves you. That's not the question. But the question is, are you giving him the kind of access that brings your life in alignment with him? He's calling us to the place where our love gives him access, and access becomes our alignment. And our alignment gives him the right to take authority in our lives. He's not stepping in to expose us. He's stepping in to straighten us. He's pulling us back to a place where he hears us, where we hear him before we drift into something that he never intended for us to do. You all, give him access. Walk in alignment. Let him take authority. Let him be more than someone we love. Let him be someone that we include, because being loved is not the same as being included. Let's pray. God, we love you today. We give you honor. We give you praise. God, we pray that these words resonate with us on today. God, that we will be reminded that just because we say we love you doesn't mean we're living like you're included in our lives. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.